Time now for your letters. Our story about efforts to save the Michigan Central train station in Detroit inspired some of you to share your stories. Doug Ashby in Houston wrote, "In my first job after college, I took the road less traveled and went to work in the railroad industry in this building in 1964. It was a wonderful adventure. I was there during the wind down of inner city passenger train travel, and it struck me then and now how towns placed a lot of psychological importance on the rail station in their community. These buildings became more than just a place to catch a train, and it seems to apply to the old Michigan Central Station." We also heard from you about an MBA oath of ethics and integrity for business school graduates modeled after the medical profession's Hippocratic Oath. Barbara Harris from Portland, Oregon, praised the Harvard Business School graduates who wrote this oath, but she wrote, "At the risk of being a cynic, in today's business world, it's play or pay. Unless they can band together, raise a fortune, create an honest business, and get lots of publicity, they will be toast. Wall Street companies and banks already are amassing a great war chest to fight any effort to regulate them. And when has a whistleblower received much recognition, let alone much protection lately?" Many of you criticized my interview with Robin Hemley about his book Do-Over, in which he revisits kindergarten, summer camp, the prom, and other events from his younger days. Sarah Troutman of Durango, Colorado, wrote, "Perhaps Mr. Hemley would benefit from more exposure and expanding his world and experiences rather than attempting to relive and change his relatively non-traumatic past. I do not know how a school district or summer camp justified permission for Hemley's immaturity, but as both an educator and parent, I would have to say, no way. Way or no way, let us know. Visit our website, npr.org, to leave a comment about what you hear on the show or read on our Soapbox blog. To send an email, please click on the Contact Us link. You can also follow us on Twitter at NPR Weekend, all one word. I tweet from NPR Leanne Hansen, all one word, and that's spelled LianeHansen. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can-can such a pretty show to steal your heart away. The backstage back on earth again. The dressing rooms are gray. The come on. This is NPR News.